To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium games.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did the show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Hello.
I think we did that right.
Oh my god, I think maybe absence makes our timing grow fonder.
Indeed, grow tighter. I didn't even make that rude.
I don't know what it is about you, Masara.
Is there just something in my presence?
You're just filth on a plate.
Hello, dear listener. It's the Skyfinger Podcast.
Hi.
We have returned. I'm Richard Masara, and over there is Paulie.
Kate McCabe. I have been not the brightest for about, since I've been alive, but not very well for about, 2 weeks or so. It's coming into, week two of this cold.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I shouldn't be contagious anymore. I think that's done. I think I'm just dragging around, sort of. The cold is sort of, on the ground, and I'm being stay down.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
holding it.
It might get up one more time, and then I'll just have to orange juice the shit out of it.
Pinning it like Nate Diaz pinning Conor McGregor.
Yeah. That's a UFC thing.
That's a thing that happened last night, apparently, according to my Twitter feed.
Look, what my iPad has no apps.
Well, what has happened to all of your apps?
I don't know. That's weird.
Has it ever done that before?
Maybe once. I think my iPad is getting a little buggy.
Oh, I've stopped updating my iPad because I've realized it's now so old that if I continually update it will just get to the point.
Buggier and buggier.
Buggier and buggier. Because how often does... Hello, listener. We're catching up. We haven't seen each other in so long.
That's what you're here for, right? To hear the inane chatter of two people that you don't know.
Yeah, two complete idiots you don't know.
Yes.
I just decided I had to stop updating my iPad because it'll only make it run slower.
Oh, so is that sort of advice that I should listen to? This podcast.
I will put it this way. It is advice from me, whether or not you choose to listen to advice from a Masara.
Because my mom would say the opposite. She'd be like, update your podcast. Oh my god, my podcast is now blinking off and on. It's like it's in an episode of Stranger Things.
I know, I haven't watched Stranger Things. Is it good?
Really good, yeah.
Would you recommend watching it? Kate's rec for the podcast.
Yeah, Stranger Things, I just finished it. I feel like everything now you have to run out and watch immediately because we live in such a spoiler culture. I already had one element of that show spoiled for me just by looking at a headline.
Oh, really?
And it was you know what? There should be nothing given away in a headline. Nothing.
No, that's true.
Anyway, that was sort of spoiled for me. This is probably being restarted.
Yeah.
Stranger Things I really enjoyed. I just watched it over the last 3 days. It took me about 3 days to watch the 8 episodes.
Okay. Yeah, and I like the fact that it's not a vast amount of episodes, so it is quite easy to get.
Yeah. But what else have I watched? Suicide Squad was the pits.
You see, this is the thing. I really want to see it, but I don't want to give them money.
Yeah.
So, in this case, mainly because of the involvement of Zack Snyder, and I refuse to give Zack Snyder any of my money to encourage him to make more of these things.
He's just not good. He's just not the architect that this universe needs.
No, not at all. Have you read that open letter that the Warner Brothers employee sent to them?
No.
It's brilliant because she's just basically like, how are you cocking all this up? And within it, she talks about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And have you seen the Wonder Woman trailer?
Yeah, the Wonder Woman, this is the problem. DC trailers.
Great.
Fine.
Yeah.
Product.
That's what she says.
Really?
In it, she goes, you have a great trailer, but everyone knows this is a mess. And it's just kind of like, oh no, stop screwing it up.
And the problem is too, and this is awful, but because the Wonder Woman film is directed by a woman, then it's gonna be it's not, oh, that woman.
Yeah.
It's women can't do blockbusters. Yeah. No. You know, they can't handle this kind of property.
God, that periods get in the way of the film stock.
But I bet Zack Snyder's stench is all over it. And see how I'm singling him out as a person and not all men?
Yeah. As an individual, he is responsible for many crimes.
A lot Hashtag of things. Not all men. Probably my cold.
Hashtag not all directors.
Hashtag something about, I don't know.
I saw the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, okay. When did you see it? Because I ran out and saw it, like,
yeah,
I was supporting the cause.
You wrote a lovely article about it for yeah. Standard Issue.
So, did you like it?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun, but I was thinking about this the other day, because there's something about it that hasn't sat right with me.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a great fun movie
yeah.
with some hilarious moments.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I both love... what's the character's name?
Kristen Wiig and Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon. Yeah. She's absolutely hilarious. They're all very funny in it. My problem with it is I didn't like the fact it was a reboot.
Yeah.
I wish it had been a continuation.
Okay.
Or set in the same universe, because, like, the original Ghostbusters, the second one's crap. The new Ghostbusters yeah. is the second best Ghostbusters movie. The original yeah. Ghostbusters was set... in reality, in a time and a place, and that time was 1984.
Yeah.
Like, it reflected the way the world was then. Yes, it's got obvious sexist elements to it, but, like, the three main principal female characters in it are a Philharmonic cellist. Like, she's essentially works for the New York Philharmonic Orchestra yeah. as a cellist.
Yeah.
An incredibly smart and sardonic secretary who is essentially the boss of her bosses.
I love Annie Potts.
Absolutely brilliant.
We got one!
And a god hell-bent on destruction of all mankind.
Yeah.
Those are weak female characters in it.
Yeah.
And, like, I just kind of wish that, like, the new movie had been a reflection of how our society had changed since then and like, it almost could have had pretty much the same plot of there been nothing major since the second one,
yeah.
and then this guy is trying to break through the barriers, and there's this all-female team who are working it, you know. Because the way I felt was by doing the reboot in the way they did, they went, no, that was your boys' movie, this is our girls' movie, and to me that's not equality, that's separate but equal.
Okay, I didn't quite have the same reading of it. I mean, I thought it was... To me, the movie was a bit of the original Ghostbusters. It was a bit of Ghostbusters 2, because I didn't love every moment of it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bit Bridesmaids. It definitely felt like yeah. a Paul Feig movie. It definitely felt like a vehicle for those four comedy stars.
Yeah.
I thought they played well together. I think one thing that it exceeded more than the original... The original is definitely Bill Murray's movie. This one felt more like the movie belonged to no one person
it was
in particular.
An ensemble.
Yeah. So I feel like that was an improvement in a way. Not that Bill Murray shouldn't be a leading character in any movie, because he's great. But I liked this aspect of it.
But they were so reverential to the original.
They were, and they probably didn't need to be, but I think the pressure was there, too.
Yeah, the pressure was there, but I think, like, that was because it was a reboot. If it had been...
You're a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I know.
You want... People are going to bitch and moan. It's
totally.
They don't know what they want.
No.
It's like, you have to respect the original. You respected it too much. It's clouding the new product.
Clouding your judgment.
But what I also thought about it was that it was... The first 20 minutes, I thought, this is... freaking wonderful. And then it moved into a pace and a territory where I was like, okay, this is now servicing an audience that's 30 years younger than me.
Yeah.
But it's doing a good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm liking the movie still. It's not insulting my intelligence, but mm-hmm. Right now it's playing to the 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because they were using some, like, quick characterization. They were using sort of, like, language that 10-year-olds would use when they play,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. And then in the last 20 minutes, I was like, and then also here's some innovation. Like, I liked that the Ghostbusters all had kind of like different weapons.
Yes.
You know, Kate McKinnon's little shootout scene at the end is shit hot.
Oh, yeah, the action's great. The one thing I didn't... like I had an issue with those whole new weapons thing was the train when they were like, hey, look, we've got these new weapons, let's go try them in an alleyway in New York City. These are nuclear powered devices. They were causing explosions and fireballs in New York City. Not a single worry about
just another fucking day.
Just
man.
Another fucking day. And that for me made it more fantastical than I felt the original Ghostbusters were, because in the original Ghostbusters, the majority of like the first two halves of the first two thirds of the movie is about setting up a small independent business in New York City.
I think
The weapons are like, at one point there's a guy going, "You have like nuclear stuff. This, you need permits." And with the new one, it was kind of like, hey, look, it's fun, it's fantastical. Yeah. Let's forget about the grounding.
Yeah.
There wasn't... It was like, hey, here's a recurring character who's going to come back in the delivery drive.
If you could put
it
a...
It felt like a 2000s comedy movie.
If you could put a criticism on it that it maybe is slightly less grounded than the original, okay, I'll accept that, you know. And I was okay with it.
Don't get me wrong. I love it. I really enjoyed seeing an all-female cast. I would love to see... a mixed race, mixed gender, mixed sexuality cast set in whichever universe they want to set it in.
Channing Tatum's going to be a mermaid now, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, we digress.
We are digressing far away from Tapped Out. But, you know, we need to catch up, listener. It has been, we worked it out, we haven't recorded an episode since April.
Worst podcast
ever. Right. Yeah.
Perhaps this is the time where I need to make an admission. I haven't opened my... I went to America in June and I had no time to play it because I was, you know, just day to day, no time. And then I noticed how much time I had in the day where I was like not distracted by a device. And I was like, okay, see how long you can do it. So I haven't opened Tapped Out since... Early June. If not, like, late May. So
we've been working it out.
How many things I've missed. And here's the thing. I know I missed a superhero update. It took a lot of strength for me to not be like, oh, it's calling me.
Yeah.
That's the one that speaks to me.
You missed Homer's chili ad, which was kind of like a chili cook-off. It only lasted, like, a week. It wasn't great.
But wait, did they introduce the LSD wolf as a character?
Not as a character, I don't think.
What, like
so.
A purchasable thing?
No.
Okay, all right, good. I'm glad about that.
I don't think you missed any new character. There have been a few. I mean, man, I have been reaping the donutty rewards. And then you missed superheroes, which was actually quite good because they did, they basically did the superhero registration. Plotline and all the villains from the last one.
Oh my god. Pan to Kate becoming Superman and reversing the Earth so she can go back in time and play.
Where's Kate gone? Why is everything going backwards? So they did it like kind of like a Dark Knight or. So you got new characters. And you got new skins for some of them. Maggie was like a bouncing baby. Lisa became Clobber Girl.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Stretch Lad and Clobber Girl.
Whilst you're talking about it, I'm going to actually tap open the app because I bet when I open it, it's going to be like 1,000 updates.
Yeah.
So let's...
But it was another one of those. It did the Tapped Out football game.
Okay, I'm kind of glad I missed that.
So it was like fight. They did.
You loved that update.
I did, and in this one it was all right, but it did get a little bit like, oh god, because they had a mechanic where certain characters were tech, certain were brains, and certain were brawn, and then they did a Rochambeau on it. So brains beats tech beats brawn beats brains.
I have to log in.
Oh man,
do I know my password again?
So since June, July, August, so this has been nearly 3 months without playing Tapped Out. So I wonder what will come.
Uh oh, password invalid. Maybe there wasn't a cap in it before. Let's try again.
And then they did like a 4th of July thing.
Password I entered is not valid. Freaking
ladies and gentlemen, we've got some.
Okay, let me try some things.
Some real tension here as Kate McCabe cannot.
has been. Tap, tap, tap. After 3 months. Oh, my God.
She can't remember the password. Did it have capital letters in it?
Maybe.
Oh, dear. She's trying again. She keeps on trying the same one. Has she put it in right?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to retrieve.
Is she going to have to do a forgotten password? No! Embarrassing. We really should have maybe done this beforehand. But I like the tension.
Yeah, oh, my God. What will happen? And also, what awaits me on the other side?
That's true.
This is one obstacle.
And then they've done an Olympics one that you will have missed. They did a little Olympics update where you could get various things. I didn't get a lot from it. But you ended up at the end with like a go-kart racetrack that works like the dog racing track, where every 4 hours or so you get to bet
on go-karts.
On go-karts,
okay,
with the chance of winning money. I'm again sticking with my tactic of doing the longest odds because it gets the biggest reward.
You have always been very savvy in that regard.
Do you know what? I don't know. I got really annoyed because I've been doing it for ages. And as I always do, I'd always done it. And then my tablet was running slow. So I was pressing and it wasn't working. And I pressed and I pressed. And I did a bet on the least odds one and won. And I was like, you've just cocked up my entire system.
No. Oh, maybe. See, I wonder if it's making me choose a new password because my old password didn't fit requirements.
Maybe. You also got, with the superhero thing, you got a funky prison for bad guys.
Like an Arkham Asylum type thing. Oh, man. The thing is, I have to allow myself to feel like it's okay to miss out on things.
Sometimes. It is.
This is why this game works so well. It's FOMO. It's fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And some people can kind of play casually and not be like a complete baby about it like I am. And I need to learn how to accept
that you're going to miss stuff.
Yeah, sometimes I'm going to miss things.
You know what? All you've missed is a few sprites. It's just a few pixels on a screen. You haven't missed anything major.
You're here for me. But also, you know why you're great? Is because you brought donuts, and I can't believe I haven't eaten one yet.
I know. I haven't seen her in so long that I did bring sprinkle-style donuts from Krispy Kreme.
For your belated birthday, I have a present for you. It's just a little token, a little something for you to think of me.
A little birthday gift?
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting. What is this?
Ooh. I, of course, found it at my local Forbidden Planet.
Yes.
And
awesome.
Very basic level.
She hasn't put any wrapping paper on it, ladies and gentlemen.
It's literally in a bag.
I'm just going to pretend that I'm unwrapping it by scrunching the bag. Is it?
It's the family.
It's the whole family.
Starter kit.
I like the way they didn't want to include Maggie separately, so they just put her just in Marge's bag. Jammed on
that mold.
Yeah. I know exactly where these can go.
Also, they're, you know, apologies. They're not articulated figures.
It's all right. That's perfect.
You know, they're basically miniatures.
Oh, thank you, my love.
You're welcome.
We both kind of missed each other's birthdays, didn't we?
But you got me superhero patches for my jean jacket.
Damn right.
And that's exciting.
Everybody's jean jacket needs superhero patches. Oh, she's uploading. Password. She found her password. Let's have a donut.
Cheers.
Here's to your good health.
Okay, it's making me do the weather report. Some challenges have expired, really?
Yeah.
And you have new challenges available. Okay, so Frink is up.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was expecting, by the way. I'm going to have a shit ton of dialogue to get through. Build the polyvac. All right, I will.
You just got to find a place for it.
What's my town even look like right now?
I don't know.
All right.
All the free space you have.
We're going to put it in front of the fire department. Oh! Mr. Oh, I love it when Burns is snrub.
Yeah. What I like about this update, because this is a science fiction update.
Okay.
Excuse the mouth noises. I will be cutting these out of the podcast. What I like about the science update is they've figured out a way to bring in alternate versions of characters. Like that have been in... That have been in episodes.
Oh, okay, how?
So, you'll find out.
Usually they can just drop in them anyway. Are you talking about like Ogre Homer or something like that?
Well, The main prize at the end of this act, because it's a three-act game, is Sergeant Skinner.
Oh, okay.
And...
So kind of like Bizarro World versions.
Yeah, yeah. So some are like the Bizarro Homer. Although for some reason, like, they've got Fat Homer, like the Moo Moo Homer.
Oh, but that's like a real episode.
Yeah, but they've brought...
Oh, like they're treating him like Bizarro? Yeah. I thought we already had Moo Moo Homer.
Well, they've got him back for this one. And they've got an evil Homer and a hipster Homer.
Oh. All right, so Homer's on a task now. Oh my god, Bart also has a task. Oh, see, he's in his...
Bartman.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one thing that annoyed me about the superhero update, is, like, the previous superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, some of them, like, if you had Bartman.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. No, you couldn't use them on things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean...
See, like, you know, I spent good money to get, like, Bartman's cave and stuff like
that. Yeah, god damn it. I've also... I've got so many donuts.
How many donuts do you have right now?
Well, this is the thing. For my birthday, my mum gave me a £15 iTunes voucher.
So you just bought, like, £15 worth of donuts.
Well, I did end up buying, like, 300 donuts, but I was buying some stuff.
Oh, here comes Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. So yeah, look, you're gonna get old Bart, and look, Senator Lisa.
I get what you're talking about now. Oh, Rockstar Lisa. How far into this update are we? Like, am I gonna miss out on so many things?
You won't miss out on Rockstar Lisa. We're halfway through the first act.
Oh my god. I can't believe I'd gone cold turkey, and now look at me. Jesus, I'm like aiming for the end. I'm like swinging for the...
Yeah.
Signposts. Wiggle through the wormhole. All right, Homer, there you go.
Yeah, they've brought in Stephen Hawking, and basically Stephen Hawking and Ned have a bit of a thing about...
like science not creationism or something?
Well, no, Ned says everything, the world is controlled by the Skyfinger, and Stephen Hawking refuses to believe it because he's in science. So,
but we can show him.
Yeah, you force him to do stuff.
Yes!
Like DJ or go upstairs.
Oh, that's... Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. Aw, I do love you tapped out.
But the thing is, because I bought those donuts to buy something. And you know what it was I bought? And this was part of the superhero update. The... acid vat set.
The goggles, they do nothing.
The goggles, they do nothing. And the thing is, like, it's literally the most pointless thing. It's big, it's ugly.
You send him there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's like, good. It gives, that's the one thing it does.
Yeah, you get $300 every God knows how many hours. And you can send him there on, like, a mission where he's hanging. And then the stuff splashes off when you...
Can I just ask right now? Who owns, like, the vast library of all the Simpsons episodes? Like, you know how Netflix has, like, all the Star Treks right now? Are they on Hulu? Like, where can you just go and watch any Simpsons episodes?
I don't know where you can go and watch them, but I assume they're owned by Fox.
I mean, I have, like, seasons 1 through 11 DVD, although they're American DVDs, so they don't work on my machines over here, which is annoying as... Yeah, so I would love to be able to just put that episode on right now of, you know, the Fallout Boy.
Yeah. And, yeah, I got Fallout Boy's van as well. It has the body double of Milhouse dressed like Fallout Boy underneath it.
Oh, the one, that little, like, Hungarian.
Yeah, the little Hungarian guy. And you could also buy, what was it, like a horse painted to look like a cow?
Yeah.
Because cows don't look like cows on film. What'd you do if you want to use a horse? Just tape a bunch of cats together. So they were doing some nice little things like that. But I didn't like the buildings that were there. There was this. They had the whole plot line revolved around Dr. Krabs. And you got this, which was the alleyway where your superheroes fought in. But look, it just blocks everything off.
Oh, yeah.
It's big and it's ugly. And then this huge Soylent Red thing. And then as you went through, you were fighting a giant crab monster. So that...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Not crab monster, lobster monster.
Hey, you know what I like about some of the newer updates is when they have like a lot of tasks that are only like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And so you can get like pretty well into story. Oh, here's Evil Homer. Okay.
And Barbarian Homer.
Yeah, like all these and guys Moo are coming Moo Homer. Out. So I'm working for, what are these little things I'm earning?
You are working for, you collect, tap robots to wipe them out, accumulate matter, which is the kind of like blacky, bluey, green crystals.
Okay.
They unlock prizes.
Oh my god.
But then you get other things like robot parts. You can demo buildings and decorations for use in the Springfield of tomorrow using robot parts. And then there are future bucks, and then there are flashes. You will find all this out.
Nothing changes.
Now, this is the in-game that you're about to start
playing.
So
what do I do? What was that flash? A burst of Hawking radiation.
Yeah, this is the Sci-Fighter minigame that you're about to play for the first time.
Okay, defend the polyvac by tapping robots. The longer you last, the greater the payout. Ah, interesting.
Okay, so you've got 20 seconds. Starting 3, 2.
And are they all around here? They're just like...
They will come in waves like a video game. If I can look at this, right, an expert with their fingers.
You're not coming anywhere near my black hole. Tap 38 robots, not too bad. We did it, we destroyed their robots.
And then all of the stuff they're bringing in are things like futuristic things. So you've got future street lamp.
Do you think this is going to lead to Futurama?
Vacation to Venus sign? No, because there's already a Futurama freemium game.
Okay.
That they brought out.
Maybe they'll do a crossover, though.
Oh, possibly. And a hover bench. So it's all of this stuff they're bringing out. You know, it's stuff you're going to have to either curate an area for to keep it all futuristic in one place, or you're going to have to spread out through your thing. What I did is I moved my NARA kind of NASA space exploration center down, and then put my other things around it. And it needs a bit of work because I'm not happy with the way it's looking. But
that looks good, though.
It looks all right.
See, I have my thing near the university, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, Notre Dame is just the church. It's not a university.
But then I got the floating vacation to Venus sign and put it in front of the space rocket. So to make it kind of make sense. And I put the vat of acid.
What am I supposed to get right now? Level up your 3D printer. How do I do that? Where is that?
Oh, you can either spend it on that or you level them up by...
Oh, by demos. Doing these things?
Yeah, and that one's a...
I did that already. Let's get something I don't already have.
Well, this is another annoying thing that they've done with this, is you can buy one, but then if you buy multiples of them,
yeah,
you can increase your crafting level by buying a certain amount of them. The more expensive they are, the less of them you need to buy in order to do your crafting level. But that means you're buying multiple of the same decoration.
Is, like, everybody in town going to browse comics for evil plans? Is that what's happening?
I think so, yeah.
Comic book guy's going to be so excited.
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's been a few... Like, there's a few nice jokes with the stuff of... between Ned and Stephen Hawking.
Okay. How are you liking this update? Are you digging it, or...?
It's good. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of the decorations, and just because, like, they're a little bit... I wouldn't really put them in any other area of my Springfield, because they, you know, it's like hovering street signs and...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like with the Wild West thing. Like, I'm only going to put those decorations over there.
Yeah.
In one place. I'm going to have them out at all, which, you know, maybe you don't want to.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. There might be some that I'd be quite interested in getting.
Yeah, I mean, that's the risk, I suppose, that they take when they put anything out, you know, is like, well, you might not want to keep it out after... Yeah.
But what I like about this is it's a way to bring in, like, those odd alternate characters.
Yeah, like
the grown-up Bart, like the grown-up Lisa, like by going, oh, these came from alternate universes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got a feeling they'll give you some of the Homers that you play with, either as skins or as or as independent characters.
Okay.
So that's quite good. I mean, to be honest, just recently, the one thing I've been enjoying is the fact I've been killing it on this daily challenge, donuts. Like, I'm on the one, you know how it builds up, so you do have to do, like, one, then five.
Yeah.
And I'm on the 15 one, but literally every other day has been, like, six hey. Donuts, one donut, three donuts, and just been absolutely murdering.
So really helping in a way that...
Well, yeah, because I spent, you know, I got 300 donuts, so I already had a certain amount of donuts.
Yeah.
I think I spent maybe 200 on the acid bath.
Okay.
I think I've used it once. But it was worth it.
Are you still doing anything with your Springfield Heights?
I am, actually. My Springfield Heights, I mean, I'm so far off. So far off it. But I'm slowly working through, constantly building up the things. And I am, what is that, 592,524,000 value.
5,021.
And so over halfway to billionaire heaven. Oh, like, wow. In terms of the last Ziff mansion to billionaire heaven. Because I had to go from 500 million to a billion.
Solid, man.
Yeah. But it's going to take so long to do that. I just keep on looking at that blue bar, just kind of going, fucking hell. But I've nearly got every single one of the one of the hotels to level 10, whatever level. Go to level 5 or whatever it is. Yeah, the classic mansion. I've nearly got all 10 of them to level 5, and then I'm going to focus on the modern mansion and get all 10 of them to level 5. God, and then the luxury apartment, deluxe condo, get all 10 of them to level 5. But it's just going to take so long.
Meanwhile, I'm putting something on my KBBL.
Ooh.
There you go.
Fancy pants.
How easy is it to find robots in your city that is now, like, all-encompassing?
It's one of those ones where it's not particularly easy because they're white. And God knows white people don't stand out. But it's not too bad because they do that thing of they kind of congregate around the area that where you've put your... where you've put your black hole.
Yeah.
You know, like with the, oh, you weren't doing this.
Oh, yeah, but I know that sort of habit that the game does, where it's they're mostly going to spawn around here.
Yeah, or they'll end up, if you leave your screen still for long enough, they'll end up all walking down there.
My IRS still isn't the best.
Oh, I did it. I got my IRS up all the way.
Oh.
I now have a 5-star IRS.
And the sad state of affairs.
And the new... skin for it.
Awesome.
Like, there's just been loads of little things that I feel like have been going on. It's just been trundling away. There was a glorious period of about 2 weeks where we hadn't had an update, and I was like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah, where you actually just get to live.
Just to
let you live, man.
Yeah, I can do a bit of rearranging now, got all my stuff. And then it felt like there was a, you know, when you get a flurry of activity, I don't always have time to, like, place stuff.
Yeah.
Bought some more land, you know, cleaned up my
Springfield Heights.
Is there anything else? Yeah, I've got an attack chopper. I don't know where I got that from. I think that was the superhero update. Oh, yeah, because the police needed to... because they wanted to register all the superheroes, and then some of the superheroes became supervillains under Krusty the Clown's pie face.
Ah, right, okay.
And... yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't ask you what you've been enjoying about it because you haven't been playing it. So can I ask, what have you been enjoying about not playing it?
Okay, well, this is tough. And I did feel like, I almost felt like I kicked a habit. And I think the truth of it is that I probably will try to not get as thoroughly involved in it again. I think it's the kind of thing where it's like, look, the maximum time I should let myself open this is like once a day.
Yeah.
And then like let it do what it's going to do. And whatever little things I get, I get. But that sort of keeps me in this little thing that I enjoy. But it also doesn't become all encompassing. Because I think I do have... I'm the same thing with a lot of like device-based stuff. I put my face there.
Yeah.
I look at Facebook. I look at Twitter. I'll look at the game that I'm playing, and I enjoy doing that because I think I am more. God, everybody wants to call himself an introvert. And not everybody is an introvert. I'm not necessarily an introvert, but I do like that sort of like,
quiet
time. I'm in my own little world now, sensation. So I think I need to give myself that, but not just live there for the amount of time that I would normally.
Yeah.
So what was I doing in beyond? Like I read a few more comic books that had been piling up.
Oh, what did you read?
Finally got to read Captain Marvel, the Kelly Sue DeConnick. So like Kelly Sue DeConnick had been writing Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
And then
Ms. Marvel's become Captain Marvel.
Yeah. It? And so then like Ms. Marvel became Captain Marvel. I hadn't read the first arc of Captain Marvel that she was writing. And so right. I finally just read that, and it was great. And I also read the continuing adventures of the new Ms. Marvel, who is Kamala Khan.
Oh, cool.
I also enjoyed that story. So I read that. I'm also getting into something called Monstrous, which is a Marjorie Liu comic book. It's quite fantastical.
Ooh.
Reading Brian K. Vaughan's Saga, which is a great comic book.
Yeah.
So reading those, saw a couple more movies. Standard Issue has been having me write a few things, so I've been doing the research that I needed to do to write those articles, and
living my life. Started a new podcast.
I do have a new podcast.
Please tell our listeners about it.
So I write for Standard Issue magazine, which is like a really lovely magazine online that Sarah Millican started.
It's sexist, isn't it?
It is sexist.
Yeah, only employs women. It's just for women. God, do women not have enough?
Keep your handsome faces out of here. I kind of cover a lot of like the nerd beat for them. And another writer that they use, Deborah Jane Appleby, suggested that maybe we start sort of like a feminist nerd podcast. It's called Strong Female Leads, and it's done like every other week in conjunction with Standard Issue. And we kind of cover big areas of geekdom. So, like, last week we looked at villains.
Uh-huh.
The week before we looked at Star Trek. I think the week before that was horror films.
Okay.
And so we sort of cover, like, we get, like, guests on. We had, like, Alice and June Smith on. We usually have, like, a guest star with us. Okay. And we record via Skype. So it is very much like, when can you schedule a Skype call? We don't have the same sort of tactile experience where I'm eating donuts with a person and actually looking at a screen together.
So what you're saying is it's not as fun to record.
This is a little more intimate. But yeah, if you want to hear a couple of gals and some fun guest star listen to talk about nerd culture, please do.
Strong Female Leads.
Check it out.
And I suppose we may as well talk about it because, dear listener, if you're even still out there, I know it's been so long since we recorded and we do apologise for that. The thing is, it's just not always possible for us to do. You've been away to America.
Yorkshire.
Yeah, I'm toing and froing between Manchester and Yorkshire, so a lot of the time. So me and Kate have had a bit of a chat, haven't we?
Yeah.
And
I mean, we failed anyway, so it's like we failed to keep this kind of like bi-weekly.
Yeah, I mean, we initially like weekly kind of, no, bi-weekly, no, monthly,
yeah.
No, whenever. And we don't want to just be dribbing and drabbing. So
this is pretty much, we're sort of resigning into the fact that this is going to be like a whenever podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a whenever. We essentially, we're the bugling you, because the bugle... We're like, no, we're definitely going to do other episodes now that John Oliver's become incredibly successful in America. We really are. We're not. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do something else and we're going to get different. So we might rejig with the format. We may try and bring it back. Maybe not 100% as a Skyfing, a tapped out reviewing podcast, but there will always be an element of Tapped Out in the Skyfinger podcast.
I think in every episode we can at least promise that we're going to open up Tapped Out
and have a look
and see what's happening.
I am amazed at your willpower. I'm very proud of you. I feel like maybe we should turn this podcast into a 12-step program to get people off. Tap, tap.
Tappa, tappa, tappa.
Tappa, tappa, tappa. Because I have been seeing a girl.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
A real live girl?
A real live girl, and still haven't quite introduced her to Tapped Out.
Ah, because that is a relationship destroyer.
Yeah, yes. I mean, how has Carrie been happier?
You know what? Funnily, when I told Carrie that I haven't opened it in that long, she was like, oh, wait, you haven't looked at it like in this whole time? So but she's barely noticed.
After all that whinging she did, go back and listen to the episode where you interviewed Carrie.
Yep.
And she was like, I just don't know when you're going to quit. She didn't even know.
To be honest, it's probably because, like, she notices other times when I'm not present.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? She'll be like, yeah, but you're still on frickin' Facebook.
Yeah. You still have other ways to ignore me when I'm in the room.
So I get where she's probably coming from, but that is a little known fact. She did not really...
Didn't
appreciate that.
Oh, dear.
I know.
And one thing with the Sci-Fighter, just going back to Tapped Out, you'll find that you can get flashes, like camera flashes. You know how in like the Itchy and Scratchy Treehouse of Horror episode where they did the Westworld?
Oh, yeah.
And they got them all by getting the disposable cameras and flashing them with the... There's a joke about the fact that, like, mobile phone flashes aren't bright enough to... destroyed the robots, so you have to get these old-fashioned camera flashes from the power plant few hours, and it gives you some of them, and then you can use them in the Sci-Fighter minigame. Like,
awesome.
I am about to now. 20 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go! Die, robot! Die! I'm not even tapping robots, they're not any on the screen. Sometimes I like to let them all get close. Come to my little... Try and attack it. No, you can't, because I've got a flash, motherfuckers!
Ah.
And leave it. Wait till it get down. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, good blowy up noise. Hey, speaking
50
of...
50 robots.
Speaking of Westworld, though.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailers for that?
I haven't.
It looks amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
You should watch... In fact, like, you can edit this out. But okay. I'm going to show you the trailer for Westworld.
Okay.
Now, do you kind of know the
yes.
premise of, like, the original one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm well aware of it.
So, we'll edit out the actual sound footage of me playing the trailer. But then we can see your reaction to it.
Have you been watching Preacher?
I watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
My complaint is that, like, I don't feel very tugged into it.
No.
Like, I liked the comic books when I read them at that point in my life.
Uh-huh.
It was very innovative to me as a comic book reader, and I, like every other comic nerd, found it integral in my comic book appreciation development model.
Uh-huh.
But the television show, I kind of feel like, am I drawn to watch the third episode? Not particularly.
No, you probably did right, because I have been sticking with it, and to be fair, I still haven't watched the last two episodes. My main problem with it is because Preacher was the comic book that got me back into comic books.
Yeah.
When in my early 20s. so it does hold a special place in my heart. It's not even my favourite comic book run.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I feel like I would really like the Preacher TV series.
Yeah.
If it wasn't associated with the comic book. Because what it feels like is the TV series Fargo, but... done in the Texas.
Right.
And they've kind of gone that sort of style. And what has upset me most about it is the things that were fundamental about the characters, about Jesse and about Tulip, most importantly about Tulip.
Yeah.
The alterations they've done to their characters have made them worse people.
Yeah, like, I find Jesse, I mean, even the first two episodes, I'm like, Jesse Custer's a little bit boring. You know, obviously, the vampire right now, what's his name?
Cassidy
is, like, the most dynamic character.
Yeah.
But even, like, I'm not even coming back for him. I'm like, well, there's a billion shows that have vampires doing, like, ridiculously awesome things.
Yeah.
It's not as novel as it had been to have a vampire on television right now.
But I just felt that... Like, they just went, oh, Tulip's a bad girl. And it's like, no, Tulip isn't like a bad girl, a tough girl.
Yeah, like, she's not like an ass kicker. She's somebody that's like forced to kick ass when time comes.
Yeah, but Tulip is an ass kicker. Yeah. She's strong, she's determined, she's the smartest one of the three of them.
I just don't remember her introduction in the comic coming as fiercely.
No. Well, like, her backstory is, both great and hilarious. Tulip is the girl who drove a fucking car through a wall to stop her best friend being gang-raped, and then shot the fuck up out the wall and made them all back off. She's the woman who, the second time Jesse lies to her and betrays her, loads herself up with fucking guns and ammunition and goes and kills the rest of the Grail's best special forces troops, just so she can kick Jesse's ass.
Yeah, all right. So fair enough. She is an ass kicker.
And in the new thing, in the TV series, she's just a whiny, like, I'm bad girl. I do this. Leave my boyfriend alone.
But also, like, in the comic book, because it has been ages since I've read it.
Yeah, I did reread the comic before.
In the comic, is she like, I don't remember her trying to drag him into anything. It feels like in the first two episodes, it's like, no, Tulip, I'm trying to do right.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jesse, you're going to want to come back to this life. I know it. You know, and it's like, I don't remember that.
No, because there was none of that in it. In the comic books, their relationship was very much like, that they were equals, but Jesse couldn't get over his his masculine ideal of the man should be the strong one and the protector. And having seen Tulip shot in her face in front of him, like, ruins him. He can't get over having seen that.
Yeah.
And Tulip is like, look, we're in this, we're equals. I'm a better shot than you. I can look after myself. I've saved your ass on several different occasions. Yeah. Like, you need to get over that.
I don't remember this sort of, like, every time they try to drag me away, like, they drag me back in. I don't remember Tulip being, like, the presence that sort of, like, the temptress.
No, and in the comic books, I mean, when they came out, a lot of what her character was about was kind of pointing out all of the kind of like ingrained tropes about a female character within comic books. It was kind of going, you know, a woman in a comic book, unless she has superpowers, her role is to be, you know, this, you know, cut up and put in a fridge.
Yeah.
Whereas Tulip was like, look, you've got to get past that. There's, you know, feminism is an issue. You have to fucking stand up and understand and fuck your John Wayne macho ass attitude bullshit, because I will fucking be there right by your side because we love each other until the stars go out.
Also, like, in the comic book, was Jesse as freaking reluctant as this? I kind of feel like...
As reluctant at being a preacher?
No, as reluctant as going out and sort of, like, actually looking for justice.
No. That's, the first thing he does when he finds, out. He's like, right, I'm gonna have to get the, you know, let's go find God.
Yeah.
And make him answer. If I've got a power...
So anyway, that's why I'm finding it, like, a bit annoying.
Yeah, I can't blame you. It's been bugging me.
All right, let's look at this trailer, because I think it looks pretty cool.
Okay. Holy Jesus, that looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really good. I'm almost tempted to go back and watch the original. It's Yul Brynner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Yul Brynner.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I think it's based on, or directed by Michael Crichton?
I think so, I don't remember.
It's kind of a sci-fi classic, and I should watch it anyway.
Now, was I mistaken, or did I see Jeffrey Wright in that?
That looked like Jeffrey Wright to me.
Oh, because Jeffrey Wright, if you go on IMDb and look up Jeffrey Wright, who's in Source Code, isn't he?
I think so. Was Jeffrey Wright originally?
Yeah, he played kind of like the scientist in charge of the... Jeffrey Wright. And so he's in the new Westworld. What else? He's known for? He was Felix Leiter in Casino Royale, Source Code, Good Dinosaur. He's in the new Westworld. If you go on his IMDb page, I'm pretty sure that his bio was written by him when he was drunk and angry.
Because why?
Jeffrey Wright's mini biography starts off like this. Quite possibly the most underrated and underexposed actor of his caliber and generation.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey Wright's undeniable talent and ability to successfully bring to life Any role he undertakes is on par with the most praised and revered A-list actors in the business. That's the opening sentence of his bio.
That's pretty incredible. But, I mean, who writes? Like, can anybody do it? Is it like a Wikipedia thing?
No, I think it's probably written by his agent. But it ends with a Tony, a Golden Globe, an AFI award under his belt. The intensity of Wright's skill has been proven over and over and again. Hopefully, the near future will bring an influx of more varied lead roles for black actors so that Wright can continue to astonish his colleagues, critics, and fans alike with the intensity of his skill. That is a man... three bottles of Merlot and 3 o'clock in the morning into looking at roles he didn't get on IMDb.
If it's not him, it was certainly somebody that's in his frickin' corner.
Dear Lord, it is quite possibly the most underrated and underexposed actor. I love it. I almost want to write my own IMDb biography.
Quite possibly the most overrated.
Overrated and shitty actor. Ever see.
Relying on pure handsomeness.
Yep. What he lacks in talent, he nearly makes up for in vague attractiveness.
Nearly, I said.
Nearly! No, that looks really good.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, it's good to have you back, Kate. Well, I'm sorry you've not been well.
Me too. I am hopefully getting my voice back a little bit. I've had the same thing happen to me. I think it was like 2 years ago. When I went abroad, I found myself, because I was going back for improv stuff, right? And it was like, once the stuff was over during the day, there was like a lot of social activity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and you can still hear it in my voice, it's not quite back yet, but you go out to a bar, and even just trying to have a conversation with somebody, you're really straining your voice. And so imagine doing that for like 10 days.
Yeah.
And I came back and my voice was raspy, and the last time this happened to me, it took like 5 months for it to come back in full capacity. I need to basically not socialize in loud spaces.
Pineapple juice.
I know. You know what? You told me that, and I did drink some pineapple juice.
You can't just drink a bit of pineapple juice. Yeah. You got to go find one of those 2 cartons for £2 offers. Buy them both. One day, chug one. Next day, chug the other.
Is that for your throat or for your voice?
Both. It works great for your throat. Okay. It heals your voice up.
You're like full of weird advice, man.
Hey, look, I thought it was weird advice, but the person who told me it was a professional opera singer.
Okay.
And she swore by it. All
right.
So, what can I say?
Okay. I'll drink more. I only drank 1 carton.
Drink 2.
And that took like a week. I'd had like a glass a day.
No, drink a carton a day. 2 cartons, 2 days, you'll be fine.
You'll be so fat, though.
No, you won't. It's bloody pineapple juice.
Oh, sugar.
No, who gives a shit?
Okay. Well, I'm married.
It's
I don't care.
It's liquid sugar. That doesn't make you fat. Liquid sugar doesn't make you fat. It's donut sugar that makes you fat.
Good science.
Okay, so...
anyway, we're back, sort of. Yeah. You'll hear more of us from time to time, you know, as and when these come out. This podcast isn't dead. It's just rascally and hard to pin down.
Yeah. We're not sure what to do with it. We do appreciate you guys, because, you know, there's a core group of you that have been with us.
Supportive.
For, is it 2 years?
They tweet us. Talk to us.
Can't be 2 years, can it?
Maybe.
When did we start this?
I think we've done 4 episodes. It's taken us 5 years to do 4 episodes.
Something like that. I don't think it's quite that bad. We've done 20 episodes. This will be our 21st. So we're finally legal to drink in the States.
Yay! This podcast is drank.
Episode 2 was the 31st of March 2015. So, year and a half?
So about, yeah. Okay.
Cool. But yeah, thank you so much for everything. Don't unsubscribe, because...
Yeah, don't unsubscribe. You'll get a notification, like a surprise, every once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we love you.
Yeah, thanks for being there.
And thank you for being there, Kate.
Samesies. We'll see you next time.